As we said, we're down here for the Keezy Pro-Am. Huey Walters, veteran pro, has shot a six under the card, scored a lead. There's, you know, some reasonable money up for grabs for the pros. There's heaps of amateurs and celebrities down here all over the place. You'd be mad not to come down here and have a look at them whack their way around the golf course. Dave Armitage, veteran saint, is one of those, and he's been good enough to join us. How are you, mate?
I'm going well. My golf isn't so much, though.
Well, you're great, mate. Nick Del Santo talks himself up enormously with golf club in hand. And on the way through, occasionally he's mentioned that you're reasonably handy. That wasn't on display today?
No, not today. Del goes all right. I've played a few times with him, and he hits a long ball, and he's just one of those guys where he doesn't have to play that much, and he comes out and he can still shoot a couple over. So
that annoys me.
Oh, it is very annoying. But, yeah, no, today, not my day.
So numbers, did you stop keeping score after a while, or is there a number that... Because some of us are obsessed with stats.
Yeah, what was I off today? 12, had nearly 30 points.
Well, you know, 32...
But I didn't cheat. I didn't cheat once.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Is that a change for you?
Yeah, no, yeah.
Good to hear.
No cheating.
Nice work. Hey, mate, I say this hand on heart. You look good. You look fit, and take it the right way.
Yep.
You look fit and strong. How are you going?
No, I'm going well, mate. Yeah, obviously the groins the year before last, and then had a hemi-tendonitis that I've even pre-season had to put up with. But feels really good at the moment. I had a full session with the main group on Monday, off legs yesterday, and then we'll have a bit of a match sim tomorrow. So that'll be a good hit out for me. But body's feeling good. It's an old one that they all say. Well, you should be in pre-season a bit lighter anyway, but yeah, a few kilos lighter than what I was playing at last year, and I'm feeling really good. So, we've got 13, I think, main training sessions before our pre-season game. So,
that's the countdown.
That's the
countdown.
Truly
on,
yeah,
isn't it now?
Yep. So, I mean, if I can get through all those sessions and you know, really work hard, then I should be really fit to go.
Did you want to drop a couple of kilos? Was that an ambition of yours going into 2019?
Yeah, a little bit. I was probably... you know, just as physically, mentally demanding last year, I was in a bit of a headspace where, you know, you can sort of maybe take it for granted a bit, and those kind of things. But yeah, I mean, in a really good headspace now, and just eating well and diet and sleep and all that kind of thing, which makes it, you know, a massive, which is all the difference, really.
So tell us about that. You've been a frontliner at this football club for a long time. You know, one of the real leaders, one of the better players in the footy team. And they made you earn it last year. You know, you're in and out of the side a couple of occasions throughout the year. Obviously reasons for that, the interrupted season the year before and some pre-season, you know, issues going into 2018. But you talk about, you know, the perspective. Was it a bit of a wake-up call for you? And did it remind you of how important footy is to you a bit last year?
Yeah, exactly. And you've hit the nail on the head. That's exactly how it felt. But while I was in that space, I kind of didn't really feel like it till I came through season was done. So at that stage, it was like, you know, getting dropped for this bloke and that kind of thing, and a little bit of me. But then once I realised that, you know, we weren't going that well, young blokes needed to have a go, and I became a bit more unselfish and started thinking about the team and trying to help the guys through rather than thinking about why aren't I playing, then it just, became a lot clearer for me that, you know, I've got to keep working harder and you know, beat those guys if I'm thinking that selfish way, beat those guys for those spots, but as well as helping them as well. So,
well, mate, if everybody on the list does that,
exactly,
if every
right.
player on the list has that attitude, well, the team's going to perform at that as well as it can possibly perform.
And I kind of feel like there was a little bit of expectation on us as a team last year, and, you know, 12 games, and we were ready to take the next step. But obviously losing Joey and Rui was a massive, massive hole, especially on-field leadership when stuff wasn't going the right way. So we can't go backwards, I wouldn't have thought, from last year. So things are looking good, and it feels like we're flying under the radar a little bit, and I reckon we'll surprise a few.
Why are you confident that'll be the case? Because there isn't... Outside of St Kilda and outside of hardcore St Kilda fans, I don't reckon there's a massive amount of optimism. Why do you reckon that you're in a position to sort of prove a few people wrong?
Oh, well, clearly the people that we've brought into the club. Rats has been huge. Lady's been huge. That straight away says that, you know, they bring in some really good knowledge from other clubs and game plan-wise, very clear what we've got to do. We're fit. We're very fit, but, I mean, everyone is at this time of year.
Yeah, yep.
But, no, the boys are running better than ever. And, Yeah, so a bit of method to the madness will certainly hold us in good stead.
So there's two players, I reckon, who get talked about a lot. One because he was the first round pick and the other one because he was a top five pick. Jack Billings and Paddy McCartan. In terms of where they've been in their footy and what you've seen on the track and their potential slash capabilities, I don't know how raw you want to be here, but how much room for improvement in terms of what they can bring on game day and how much of a difference that'll make to what St Kilda produce is there with those two fellas?
Well, that's exactly the biggest thing, because training, Jack Billings, how's he not won two Brownlows?
Yeah.
That's, you go like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's unbelievable. Paddy the same. He jukes everything. He's, doesn't miss goals, anything. He's just, he runs up and back. And then, yeah, whatever it is, that gap, whether that we don't start well or something, obviously hinders them during the game. So if they can bridge that gap from what they do at training to games and bring that consistently every week, which a lot of guys are trying to work out, you know, it's as much as physical as it is mental out there. So once that comes, then those the scope for the growth in those two in particular will help us win a lot more games of footy.
Where do you reckon, how do you reckon, more than where, because, you know, he's a key forward, but how do you reckon Paddy McCartan will be the best player he can be for St Kilda?
How?
Yeah, I'm not going to say, I want to ask you how should he be used, but the coaches will work that out. Mm. But have you got a line on how best he can be used to best, best produce what he can produce for your team?
Yeah. It's hard to really say. I mean, he's shown where, I think it was a game, or the last year, the year before, he's had 15 marks leading up as like a half forward.
Okay.
True centre half forward. And then he's had games where he's, you know, been deep and we've wanted him to be deep and provide a contest. So I don't think there's a real one sort of put in place area where it's like, this is your position, Paddy. I think, yeah, you've got to adapt. So whether it's him getting up the ground when, you know, we bring Big Maxi King in up at full forward and he jukes everything, which is going to be handy because he's a beast.
Yeah.
and then, yeah, Paddy and Timmy and Brucey, you know, work around that high half forward and lead up sort of role. So, yeah, it's hard to say. But again, we've got really strong positions for there's too many positions for those, you know, those four I've mentioned.
Yeah,
so
it's
going to be really good for the club
if they all fight for it.
That's right.
Exactly. Force the others to be the best they can be. Tell us about Max King. Where's he at in terms of his coming off that knee and what he's doing training wise? Where is that in your early impressions of him?
Oh, he's, I mean, I've run 150s with Rui before and he eats up the turf.
Yeah, Revolt does. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And then I ran with Max King the other day.
So you're not going to say he's Revolt like.
Mate, it's unbelievable. It takes him about three steps to get there in a 150, but we're calling him Winks. He just chews up the turf. He does 150s in about 18 seconds, not even trying. So it's, once he gets up and going and he's 100%, he obviously needs to put a bit of bulk on the upper frame, but his legs are already, you know, built for the game and he's pretty exciting.
So is he still training in the singlet or is he joining in full training at this stage?
No, he's still training in the singlet, still doing his running around the oval.
Any sort of timeline on,
I'm actually not sure. But yeah, just doing some running with him when obviously been in rehab, then he's just a freak.
You're pretty exciting. I mean, you look at him and his brother, you know, Max has always been half a step ahead of Ben, but, you know, Ben's obviously a really good player as well. He's in another part of Australia, but they've been awesome on the way through. Like, they've been spoken about, you know, people who have watched them and him until he did the knee, people have spoken, they've been careful not to go over the top about Max King and his, you know, and his kind of potential, but he's a pretty, you look at the specimen, it's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. You just look at him and the way he moves, even just when the ball hits the ground and the way he can just pick it up for a 200-centimetre bloke is freakish. So, it's, you don't want to put too much pressure on the kid. It's his first year, so sometimes it takes him a while. Even with Paddy, I came through with Tommy Hawkins. It took him a few years as well, so very exciting to see what he can do. I just want him to get out there as quick as he can so we can kick it into him.
We're live from the Keysborough Golf Club, one of Melbourne's best-kept secrets. Dave Armitage has torn it up. Well, no, he didn't. He sort of munged it around in the morning group out here today. The Pro-Am's taking place. Dan, we'll let you go. I know you're starving. But Dan Hannanbury, tell us about the early couple of months as a Saint and what he's brought to the footy group.
Oh, just work ethic, really. Just how He's 100% all the time. He's always on and up and about. He just brings enthusiasm to the group. And obviously when he trains, there's no one that trains harder than him, which is really good for a group like us. So, he's been invaluable with that kind of thing. Even in meetings, we're a pretty quiet group, and he's always speaking up, and it brings other guys to, you know, have more confidence to speak up even in meetings. So he just brings just the little things like that you wouldn't even think of, but is so valuable for our group.
And again, his capacity to, you know, sort of get up and down the ground and run, he, to you, looks like he's moving pretty well.
Absolutely, on top of the ground. He's another one that, if you read that kind of stuff, that why did we pick him up and battered and bruised and all that kind of thing. Yep. But he was playing like that. He was sore and probably needed a break. But, you know, sometimes clubs can just keep playing you, even though when you need a rest. So, he's had a bit of a break, and he's cherry ripe to go.
One more before I do let you get. Dylan Robinson. Did we get to the bottom of what caused that irregularity in the ticker, and how's he progressing through the preseason?
Yeah, I think it was just the wiring, the wiring to the heart. Something wasn't right, not enough oxygen or whatever in one of the wirings, and then they've basically fixed it. Yeah, we watched a highlights package of him in the team meeting the other day, and just what he brings, and you know, a year goes pretty quick. It wasn't even that long, but just what he brings is so good.
You forget
what he brings. His intercept marking, he's helping his back line and composure out of there, not turning it over. So he's another one we'll get back that's going to be so good for us.
So you're going into your 13th season, 167 games under your belt. You've got a lot to look forward to footy-wise, but there's a fair bit going on. This is the last one before I let you go. A bit going on off the ground at home. Your life's about to change in so many different ways for the better. You don't even know it yet. A baby's on the way.
Yeah, only March 5th, so about 7 weeks left. Little boy, which is awesome.
Yep.
I'm pretty wrapped. It hasn't really hit me yet. It's obviously growing in Jessie, and she's very attached to it already.
Yeah.
Him, and I'm sort of like, when he gets here and starts waking me up at 3 a.m, then I'll probably find it pretty real. But at the moment, I'm just enjoying my sleep.
Make sure you cram that in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good to see you looking so good. For St Kilda's behalf, but people who just love their footy, let's hope you have a cracking 2019, and there's still plenty more footy thereafter in front of you, Dave. Thanks for coming in and having a chat. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me,
good
mate.
On you. David Armitage from the Saints joining us. He's been playing out here at the Keezy Pro-Am today, saintsmembership.com.au to become a member in 2019.